This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
NFL is more accepting than ever of running backs that weigh less than 200 pounds. I mean, just last year or the last few years, Jahmyr Gibbs, Devon Achane, Kyren Williams were all less than 200 pounds during their draft process. But Hayden, the beef is back in the 2024 NFL draft. Only four of the 29 running backs at the NFL Combine weighed less than 200 pounds.
And a bunch of the guys at the top, like Trey Benson, Marshawn Lloyd, Braylon Allen, Jonathan Brooks, even all like 215, 235, kind of in that range. So we have like some potential bell cow backs out there. The testing wasn't completely off the charts for those guys, but it is good to see the weight is back.
When you think about running back athleticism, how much does it matter to you?
It matters somewhat. I think I'm trying to separate the types of running backs. We have power backs, and then we have speed backs. And speed backs typically means pass catcher. It doesn't always have to be that, like kind of like Devon Achane to some degree. But the way I view this, the athleticism depends on what kind of back they are. But in the grand scheme of things, to me, it's just like, what did you show on tape more than like the raw athleticism?
Yeah, to me, among the positions, I actually think athleticism might matter the least when it comes to the running back spot, because we've seen a lot of honestly bad to below average to average athletes, just talking testing wise, be productive in the NFL. Here's a list. I mean, Devin Singletary, Devontae Freeman, Kyren Williams, Jaleel McLaughlin, Ramondre Stevenson, Carlos Hyde, James Conner were all bad testing athletes. Mm-hmm. And then even Josh Jacobs, who, you know, led the NFL in some rushing categories a couple years ago, was as average as you can get as a tester. Just one more point about this draft class before we dive into some individuals. It's obviously not like last year where we knew that Bijan Robinson was going to be a first round selection. And then at this time last year, Jahmyr Gibbs was kind of 50-50 if he was going to be a first round pick. I'm not even going to say it's like 2022 when you had someone like Breece Hall or you had someone like Kenneth Walker. Do you think that that is fair that any of these guys can potentially rise to the top and may still not equal the 36th or 41st overall pick like we got with Hall and KW3?
Round three, I think, is where the party starts. And the guy that might go first off the board, Jonathan Brooks, he's returning from a torn ACL. So we didn't get him for the combine. So to me, it's kind of like a race who can be like an RB2. And I think there's going to be a run here. There's not like a A-class type of player in this. But I do think that we kind of underrated this kind of like secondary, tertiary type of tier of running backs. And I think some of it just goes into like the size, like we talked about the opening of the show, where Trey Benson, Marshawn Lloyd, these type of guys, they actually kind of look pretty intriguing at this point.
I've mentioned the athleticism part and why I don't attach myself to it as much as other positions, be it pass rusher, offensive tackles, offensive linemen. With that said, I do care about it when it comes to late round or undrafted free agents. And maybe that should take us to our first winner, and that is Isaac Garundo coming out of Louisville by way of Wisconsin, like many of these guys transfer now. 6 foot, 225 pounds. And Hayden, when I say you should adjust for weight when it comes to athleticism, Isaac Garundo is the perfect name for that. According to Next Gen Stats, ran the fastest 40-yard dash, a 4.33, of any 220-plus pound running back since 2003. And again, the fifth fastest among all running backs in that span. The other guys that he was up against with that, Dree Archer, who weighs 173 pounds, Chris Johnson, 195 pounds, Devon Achane, 188 pounds, and Darren McFadden, 210 pounds. Mm-hmm. So being even heavier than that by 10 plus pounds, at least, pretty special stuff.
99th percentile weight adjusted 40, his broad jump, 93rd percentile, vertical jump, by the way, 41 and a half inches. That's in the 98th percentile. He's the very clear cut winner in this 99th percentile adjusted spark athleticism. I am with you. If there are players where like the production profile doesn't make sense, coming from a small school, how to transfer, yada, yada. If they are really freak athletes, I think that they go right to the top. So I haven't watched him. I've only watched kind of his explosive runs. And obviously he has the juice. He started at Wisconsin, was behind Jonathan Taylor. Then he had the COVID year. Then Braylon Allen beat him out. Then he had a transfer over to Louisville where he kind of split some time with another good back. But the explosive power combination is somewhat intriguing, even if the production profile isn't there yet.
Yeah, because I'll even take my brain to like the Raheem Mostert's, the Matt Breida's, guys that can be productive in certain situations as undrafted free agents.
And Pacheco?
He is Pacheco, close. Mm-hmm. And he's obviously even larger than that. Very little production, as you mentioned, 132 total carries this past season, 810 yards, did have 22 receptions for 234 yards. So that is always the style, the profile that I love to dive into. And to me, while the combine never needs to go away because of names like this, that it takes from underneath the dirt up to the surface. And shout out to our buddy, Brett Coleman, who's been on him since the Shrine game.
That was going to be the thing I was going to talk about in our running backs kind of sleepers video in general. Brett Coleman brought up Isaac Rendo saying that this was going to be coming. And I'm guessing he's hearing this from the NFL guys. So maybe he's the name that gets drafted way earlier than the spreadsheet virgins want to admit just based off his production profile.
Well, then let's go to Tennessee, a larger program who has been putting a bunch of players in the NFL as of late, to Jalen Wright, 5'10 and a half. 210 pounds, because Hayden, he is also in the 4.3 category, 4.38 with a 1.55 10-yard split. And I want to avert your attention into this direction. Again, now that we get miles per hour on top of 10s, on top of 40s, just in the last two combines, again, the sample size is not large for these miles per hour tracking. He has the highest in the first 5 yards of his 40. That is above Achane. That is above Gibbs. That is above Chase Brown. That is above Keaton Mitchell. Those guys range anywhere from 186 pounds to 209 pounds. And so we know that Jalen Wright is the heaviest of that bunch.
It's interesting because his 10-yard split, the first 10 yards, is in the 68th percentile, but his 40 times in the 92nd percentile, which means he is really cooking it down late in the 40-yard dash, which explains why his miles per hour is so high. Also wanted to shout out his broad jump, 99th percentile. So the explosive ability is there. This dude ripped a bunch of explosive runs. Now, when we do our prospect profile on him, we're both going to say the same thing. This is a wonky offense. Like, remember the Jalen Hyatt conversations we would have in this offense? Well, when you watch Jalen Wright, there are some times, so I'm not even joking here, where there are four defenders in the box. And that's because the wide receivers are pushed so far out and teams are afraid of the explosive pass. So Jalen Wright, he would face like boxes that were as light as it gets. And that's why he was able to obviously explode. The athleticism is there. The rest of the profile is kind of hit and miss, but we're talking about another like 99th percentile athlete.
Yeah, I watched about 50 plays of him. And as you said, what we talked about last year when it came to the runways of room that Jalen Hyatt and Cedric Tillman had, how it's kind of a Mickey Mouse offense that then lends itself to the running game. And everything was out of shotgun, just hand it off and run a straight line and either cut off your center or cut off the pulling offensive lineman and then make one guy miss at the second level, either shrug him off, and then you're off to the races. That is not the NFL style of running game. But obviously we have athleticism here, and I don't know. I mean, the NFL literally might have to extrapolate off like 30 runs with him and try to figure out who he is kind of in compact, tighter boxes.
I feel like in the world of streaming services, it is very easy to forget that you subscribe to a platform for just one show, one event, one game, and then get charged over and over and over again. We've all been there after checking our monthly bank statement, and that's just the start of the process. After that, you have to find out where to cancel, how to cancel. Click on this button, that button, email this person, that person. But now there is one easy way to take care of all of that. It is Rocket Money. It shows you all of your subscriptions in one place and then cancels them for you, whichever ones you do not want. And in fact, Rocket Money can find subscriptions you did not even know you were paying for. That's like an extra, you know, 5, 10, 15 bucks that you found in your couch cushion. Again, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and helps save its members an average of $720 a year, with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. So, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/underdog. That is rocketmoney.com/underdog. rocketmoney.com/underdog. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark. You all know my obsession, Aston Villa Football Club, the greatest team in the world. Unfortunately, sometimes, because I live in Brooklyn, sitting in this apartment, I can't see specific content that is made around the club, that is geared towards Europe, that is geared towards Great Britain. Those are geo-restricted. And that, my friends, is where a VPN comes in, and that is where Surfshark comes in. It can seem like I am sitting in a coffee shop in the heart of Birmingham, England, so I can watch the highlights or the commentary of Douglas Luiz curling a shot in the top right corner, or Leon Bailey putting three defenders on the grass with his 1, 2, 3 crossover moves. And it extends beyond that. Can't see a YouTube video because of your location? Use Surfshark VPN. Do you want a larger library of Netflix movies to access, like in Canada? Use Surfshark VPN. It's totally risk-free with a 30-day money-back guarantee. And on top of that, if you enter coupon code UNDERDOG for an extra 3 months, they will give you an extra 3 months free so you can secure your privacy with Surfshark. Just go to surfshark.deals/underdog. Go and use it. It's super easy.
I was going to save this for his individual video, but I got to just spill the beans right now. 18% of his carries came with 7+ defenders in the box. 26% came with 5 or fewer. So more carries with 5 or fewer versus 7+. Crazy. Oh,
that is freaking amazing. Let's talk a little bit about Trey Benson then. Trey Benson coming out of Florida State. Another girthy dude. 6'1¼", 216 pounds. Some measurements here: 4.39, 40, 1.52, 10 yards, but 33.5 vertical jump and 10'2" broad jump. Any thoughts here on Mr. Benson?
He is an 87th percentile athlete because his weight adjusted speed is in the 91st percentile. And this is also just matching the tape with me, kind of a one cut up and just absolutely explode. Lots of long runs. Wasn't the complete bell cow at Florida State. Lots of mouths to feed there, but the yards per carry were up. And then also he does have the 216 pound frame, which means that there's a chance that he could have a bigger type of workload in the NFL. But the athletic testing, not a surprise, was really explosive size, speed guy. And I think there's a chance that he might be like the RB 1, 2, or 3 in this draft class. And I think that he's pretty underpriced early in the underdog fantasy drafts.
Should we talk about Bucky Irving coming out of Oregon? Bucky Irving, combine wasn't as kind to him. 5'9", 192 pounds, then runs a 4.55, 1.54, 10 yard split, 29.5 inch vert, 9'7" inch broad jump. Again, Hayden, I want to remind people, an average athlete is not a bad athlete. It's an average athlete. And again, even below average, two bad athletes at the running back position can have success both in the rushing and in the receiving game. Just look at Kyren Williams based on the system that you're in, based on all these other factors that go into rushing success. With that said, could Bucky Irving be one of those dudes?
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I mean, it's hard to be this bad of a testing athlete and be really productive just because the weight is in the fourth percentile. The vertical was in the third percentile. His weight adjusted 40 was in the sixth percentile. His broad jump, 15th percentile. So that's pretty tough. And I think the difference between him and like Kyren Williams is when I watch Kyren Williams in pass protection, he would lay the hammer. And when I watch Bucky Irving, he does not. He's just too small. He gets out in space. And then like now knowing this, and you kind of watch some of his highlights again after like with this,
it context, helps you reframe almost how you thought about it beforehand when maybe you thought he was one of these 4-3 guys.
Correct. Because if you just kind of sort by broken tackle rate, he's at the very top of the list.
Interesting.
Now he rarely runs it up the middle and he catches a bunch of passes. Well, you break way more tackles when you're out in space. So I kind of watched some of these like broken tackles on out in space, and you just don't see the burst and the lateral ability like some of these freaks that we're talking about. So yes, there are Kyren Williams types, but like there are also a bunch of players that don't work out. So Bucky Irving, I think he was by far the biggest loser in this. And I think he's got his work cut out when it comes to the pro day. I want to see his agilities just because if you are going to be small, you better be really quick and agile. And I thought he ran more with more pop than players of this size and kind of passing down backs, but I did not see the Devon Achane stuff out in space. No way when it comes to burst compared to like those type of guys. So like hopefully he's more like, could he be Theo Riddick plus? Maybe. But I think that I think some people were like ranking him as their RB1 or somewhere really high like that. I think that he's way stocked down. He might be more like around 5 pick. And I think some people were dreaming like round 3 draft capital.
Well, you asked for agilities, and I'll send that back to you. You are dreaming because as of now, agilities are nowhere to be found. I asked someone who was on location in Lucas Oil Stadium, and he had to think about it and wonder if the running backs even participated in agilities. Again, only 9 wide receivers of the 40 completed 3 cones and short shuttle. There were 29, I believe, running backs or 30 running backs. And as of now, it sounds like none of them did it.
Yeah, it sounds like the running back union got together and said, nobody does this. I mean,
this extended from the Saquon Barkley, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Jacobs of, yeah, hey guys, we're not doing agilities unless we get some extra dough on top of it.
I will say, we just recorded the wide receiver video. And all these guys test like freaks. I think over time, you're going to see this just completely separate more and more, where all the best athletes become wide receivers and then the leftovers kind of the running back position just chase the dollars.
You can also like become corners and safeties and linebackers. Sure. You know, it doesn't just obviously extend over to wide receiver. Any of these other dudes you want to talk about? I mean, just from a size standpoint, I know he didn't do anything, but Braylon Allen from Wisconsin is like this old school Wisconsin back at 6 foot, 1 1/4, 235 pounds. I mean, it feels like other than Ramondre Stevenson and a couple others, 235 backs have almost been phased out of the league, and I'm glad we get another one here.
Yeah, he opted to not do a bunch of the drills here, which is always kind of concerning. He doesn't have like the Jonathan Taylor speed. He's got like that freak size. He's also maybe the youngest player in the draft. If he's not the youngest, he's one of the youngest. So I think we'll learn more at his pro day. But yeah, 235 pounds. Caught a bunch of passes this last year and actually ran from shotgun because the Wisconsin system changed from when he was like 350 carries and 0 receptions last year. The offense changed, so he had to kind of learn a new system there. So intriguing player. The size is undeniable. He had a picture when he was 17 years old that he posted, and I mean, he was ginormous.
Just to go back what we were saying about size, 235 pounds, Braylon Allen versus Bucky Irving at 192 pounds. So what, the difference is 43 pounds. Braylon Allen had a 2.5 inch better vertical jump and a 2 inch better broad jump. And that's like having again, 33 pound weight vest on your shoulder, 43 pound weight vest on your shoulder. That's pretty nuts.
Yep. Definitely
pretty nuts. Blake Corum is a name out there. 5'8" nearly. I mean, he's a couple eighths of an inch shorter than that. 205 pounds. There's some ludicrous odds out there that link him to the LA Chargers. It's going to be like a fourth or a fifth or a sixth round selection. And there are so many picks that'll happen before that. Any thoughts on any of these other dudes?
Well, with Blake Corum, he runs a 4.53, which I think I would chalk up as a win. He was coming back from injury and like the explosive plays kind of dried up. He was a really great athlete. Obviously, the vision, the low pads, all of that stuff, the short yardage, all of that checks. It was just a matter of how fast is he? Like, does he have NFL athleticism? And certainly he does. We don't have the agilities. Obviously, he is going to be undersized, and that does kind of make things weird because he doesn't catch passes, and it's like hard to like be 205 pounds, be an NFL bell cow, but not catch passes. How do you matter in fantasy? But I think 4.53 is like a pretty solid time for him.
Yeah. I can't wait to dive into this more because, again, there are years when we have a first-round running back, multiple first-round running backs, multiple second-round running backs, and it feels like it's going to be different tiers, different rankings for every single team here. And that means for us, there's going to be someone drafted in the third, fourth, fifth, heck, even sixth or seventh round that's going to be fantasy football relevant for us. It's going to be super productive next year, and trying to figure that out ahead of time, along with landing spot. Obviously, landing spot's important. It's just going to be so much fun to figure out.
Three more rapid fire names: Marshawn Lloyd out of USC. Daniel Jeremiah said that there's a chance that he's going to be the RB1 in the draft this year. He went out there today, 83rd percentile size adjusted 40. He weighs 220 pounds, which you love to see. And I thought that his feet were really good on tape. So very encouraged by Marshawn Lloyd. Ray Davis, his story, we'll get to it like when we actually do his video, like was in the foster care system, like what he had to overcome was really special. Apparently the teams love him. No surprise there. He checked boxes when it comes to size and speed. And then last one, Audric Estime, the Notre Dame running back, 221 pounds. We love that. He's a short yardage kind of bruising back. He runs 4.71 in the 40, which is bottom second percentile. When you adjust that for his size, it's still in the bottom sixth percentile. What makes it weird for Estime though is his jumps were both really good, 82nd and 79th percentile. And I thought his feet were a little bit softer than somebody that runs 4.71 at his size. He doesn't have the long speed juice, but I thought he was able to move a little bit better than what he tested on tape. So I'm excited to go back and kind of rewatch this with this context in mind. But I think some people are going to want to absolutely tank him. And I thought that his tape was still pretty solid.
You also get Frank Gore Jr. in this draft class to make you all feel incredibly old. And I should have made this point earlier, but my brain is fried. Teams are searching for ways to create explosive plays. And I think now teams are actually leaning back towards explosive running backs in order to do that. Just guys with juice to change the course of a game in one snap. And again, running backs are a way to do that. Rasheen Ali out of Marshall. I don't know if he did anything today, but he is in this draft class, 5'11", 206 pounds, led this draft class in 10-plus yard runs with 35 this past year. So just something to keep in mind. I know that, again, we talked about the Jahmyr Gibbs types and even the Keaton Mitchells and the Jaleel McLaughlins as Achane's the way to get explosive plays. I do wonder if teams that missed out on that boat do look into this class and which ones qualify as that.
All righty.
All right. That does it. If this is your first video, go and check out our wide receiver video that we just did. A very different class than 2022 and 2023 and 2021. And there's a reason for it. It comes in cycles and we love it. All right. For Hayden, for Weaves, I'm Josh Up the Fella. We will talk to y'all soon. See ya.